SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is downplaying the show of unity by the leaders of China, Russia, and North Korea in Beijing. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's Chinese, Russian, Indian, and North Korean counterparts appeared together at a military parade in Beijing. He wrote online that those countries were conspiring against the U.S., but later said,
"My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two."
The president also told the Salem Radio Network this week that he's not concerned about China partnering with Russia and others.
No, I'm not at all. We have the strongest military in the world by far.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
A group of Jeffrey Epstein survivors spoke at the Capitol on Wednesday morning. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie defended the effort that he and Democrat Ro Khanna are making, saying late Tuesday that hearing the survivors of Epstein's abuse and alleged trafficking speak out will change everything. So far, four Republicans have signed the discharge papers, a procedural tool to bypass GOP leadership and force a vote on a measure to compel the Justice Department to publicly release the Epstein files. If all 212 Democrats sign the petition, only two Republicans are needed to reach the 218 needed to force a vote on the House floor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal judge in Boston has ordered the reversal of over $2.6 billion in federal funding cuts to Harvard University. The ruling issued Wednesday marks a significant victory for Harvard in its legal battle with the Trump administration. Judge Allison Burroughs found the cuts were illegal retaliation for Harvard's refusal to comply with White House demands on governance and policies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 24 points, the Nasdaq rose 218. This is SRN News. A warning about a new service from Spotify, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
You sign up for the platform so you can stream music, but now Spotify is introducing a message option that will allow you to talk with other users. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says that's a bad idea, given how many young children are using the platform and how the DM option would make them vulnerable to sexual predators. The center tells the Christian Post that Spotify has a bad record resisting parental controls for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minnesota, dioceses across the country are looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and Chicago have ordered all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure that churches and chapels are included. Protestant churches and other houses of worship have also been put on notice. This is SRN News. Prosecutors are struggling to convince D.C. grand juries to indict people arrested in President Trump's crackdown. More from Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
Federal grand jurors in the nation's capital have refused to indict two people charged separately with threatening to kill President Trump. It's rare for a grand jury to balk at returning an indictment, but it's happened at least seven times since Trump last month ordered a surge in patrols by federal agents and National Guard troops in Washington. One case involved a man charged with throwing a sandwich at a federal agent. After the grand jury refused to indict, prosecutors charged him with a misdemeanor. While the proceedings are secret, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says a grand jury's refusal to indict somebody for threatening to kill the president is the essence of a politicized jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.